Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're starting Hilchos Sukkah. Tuf Reish Kaf Hei. Basukas Teish V'Shivas Yamin. Sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. Ki Basukas Hoshavti Yes B'nei Yisrael. Because I placed B'nei Yisrael in Sukkos, in the Midbar. And what the Shulchan Aruch says, what were those Sukkos in the Midbar? Hem Ananei HaKavod. The clouds of glory Sheikifam Behem Lebal Yakim Sarab HaShemesh. They shouldn't be affected by the heat and the sun. Well, so here we see already that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the primary remembrance, the primary symbolism of the Sukkah is the Ananei HaKavod in the Midbar. Hashem protected us in the Midbar with the miraculous Ananei HaKavod. When we sit in the Sukkah and look up at the Schach, we should visualize ourselves as if Hashem is again guarding us with the Ananei HaKavod. Hashem is always protecting us like He protected us in the Midbar. He's protecting us nowadays as well. And one is supposed to have this in mind when he fulfills the mitzvah of Sukkah, that he's thinking about that we're keeping the mitzvah of Sukkah to remind us that Hashem gave us Ananei HaKavod in the Midbar, and He's still watching over us nowadays as well. The Ramah says, "Umitzvah l'sakein haSukkah miyadu achar Yom Kippur." The mitzvah biyadcha al tach yachmitzena. One should start building the Sukkah right away, Motzei Yom Kippur, because you're supposed to start a mitzvah right away. You have a chance to do mitzvah now, so at least start the mitzvah on Motzei Yom Kippur. If you live in a place where it bothers people, so certainly you shouldn't cause tzaras to your neighbors because you want to build the sukkah, but at least try to start something on Motzei Yom Kippur to right away go to the mitzvah of sukkah. So when one sits in a sukkah, he should have in mind that Hashem commanded us to sit in the sukkah, Zecher L'Ananei HaKavod, and also Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and He watched over us in the Midbar as well. So the mitzvah of Sukkah is Zecher to the Yitzias Mitzrayim and its aftermath. That's how the Rambam explains it, that Hashem watched over us in the Midbar, and Zecher to the Ananei HaKavod. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the famous comment of the Tur, why is Sukkah in the fall? Sukkot could have been in the spring. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tur that in the spring, people often go out to sit in a shady hut. It's too hot inside the house. And that's the normal thing to do. So it wouldn't be so noticeable that you're going out to the Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah. But in the seventh month, in Tishrei, when the rainy season is about to start, then it's not so common to go out into your Sukkah. And that, so it shows we're going out in order, just to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. It's more nikkur that we're going out l'shem mitzvah. That's why Sukkos, that's one of the reasons Sukkos is in the fall. There are other reasons as well, and I'll bez Hashem, I have a separate shiur on why is Sukkos in the fall. Continuing, beginning of halachas of sitting in the Sukkah, Simen Tav Reish Lamed Tes. Ketzad mitzvah is yeshiva basukkah. What's the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah? How do you fulfill the mitzvah? Ochel, eat, v'shoseh, drink, v'yoshein, and sleep in the sukkah. U'metayel, walk around and spend time in the sukkah. V'dar basukkah kol shivas hayamim, live in the sukkah 7 days. Bam b'yom bam b'layla. K'derech shudar b'beis kol hashana. The way you live in your house during the days. V'kol zayin yamim, osa adam esbeiso arayves tu kaso keva. During the 7 days of Sukkot, the Sukkah should be your home, your primary home. And your house is where you go to Arai every now and then for something. But your kfiyas, your fixed place where you're living, is in the Sukkah. This is how Sukkot is supposed to be, that a person lives in the Sukkah. I know people that on Sukkot, on the front door of their house, they put up a sign, "We have moved. For the next week, we live around the corner in our Sukkah. Come see us over there." And that the sukkah should become your family headquarters for the week of sukkahs. How do you make it the family headquarters? So you bring in the nice the nice beds into the sukkah and your kalim into the sukkah. But to show that that's where you're living now. Now what about the lamp, the menorah, the lamp? So there it depends. If the sukkah is small, so there's a danger of fire. So the lamp should be inside the house. If the sukkah is very tall and very big, so then you can you can leave the lamp, you know, with the, they used to have these fire lamps inside the sukkah. Nowadays, on, when it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, if you light your Shabbos or Yom Tov candles, if it's not too windy, if it's safe, you can light in the sukkah. If the way your sukkah is built, it's not safe, then don't light the candles in the sukkah if it's going to be a danger, chas v'shalom, of a fire. The Ramah says, one should not do any tashmish bazui, any degrading activity should not be done in the sukkah, k'dei sh'lo mitzvos bazuyos alav. So the mitzvot should not seem low in your eyes and degraded in your eyes. So for example, you don't wash dishes in the sukkah. Let's say you bring a basin out to you. So you don't wash the dishes, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the sukkah. In the old days, when they didn't have indoor plumbing, so people would urinate, go to the bathroom in a kli, so that's also to do in the sukkah. Now, in the old days, people would do that in their home sometimes, and remove it in the morning, remove it later. But that you don't do in the sukkah, because that's a tashmish bazui. That's a degrading thing to do. That's not for the sukkah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis points out that you're supposed to spend time in the sukkah. Let's say you're schmoozing with a friend. A friend comes over to talk. Says you're talking in the sukkah. Im yirtzeh l'saper im chaveiro, yisaper b'sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah says. The sukkah tzaruch yos kebeisa b'kol hashana. The sukkah should be your home. Like your home is for the rest of the year. So you talk, you schmooze with people in the sukkah. Kick him out into the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says, what if you have a business deal? People try not to do so much business on Chol HaMoed, but let's say it happens. You have a business deal. You're talking business. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kishu tzarech hadar b'myani esek, you go into the sukkah. Ein lo latzeis mi sukkah. Don't leave the sukkah. Di b'yeshivaso sham af b'eis diburu hu mekai mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. Similarly, homework. If a person has homework on sukkahs, so sit in the sukkah for your homework. Now, certainly the sukkah should be used for only for Nyanei Kedusha as much as possible. So, and then for sure in the sukkah. But even if you're doing neutral things, that's not pure, not a pure mitzvah, that should be in the sukkah as well. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in the sukkah you should have less divrei chol, and certainly don't speak lashon hara and mechilas in the sukkah. He gives a little plug for his sefer. He doesn't mention the sefer. But the Mishnah was always worried about lashon hara. Certainly, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't be doing averus in the sukkah and speaking lashon hara in the sukkah. But this is a big deal that a person should spend his time in the sukkah. Let's say your children play board games on Yom Tov. That should be in the sukkah, because the sukkah should be their home base for the week of sukkahs and the kviyas. The place where they're fixed and they're spending their time, their spare time, their free time as well. Just wanted to add a few points about sitting in the sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes from the earlier Achronim a mashal. A person should really try to spend time in the sukkah. And, you know, every second is a mitzvah. Now, if we valued mitzvahs, if we viewed mitzvahs and appreciated the schar for mitzvahs, so let's say you were in a house and somebody said, I'll pay you $1,000 a minute to stay in the house. You wouldn't leave your house so fast unless you really, really, really had to. So, if we know the schar is so tremendous, so certainly if we valued mitzvahs, we should try to stay in the sukkah as much as possible. The sukkah should be our diras keva. The sukkah should be our permanent home for the 7 days of sukkahs. And the house should be more of a diras haroi. And we should try to remember every time you go into the sukkah that there's a mitzvah and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and protected us in the Midbar with the Ananei HaKavod. So these are things to think about every time we do, preferably every time we walk into the sukkah. It's a good idea to announce this when you come into the sukkah, let's say with your family. By the way, you're supposed to have in mind it's a mitzvah. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and protected us in the Midbar with an Ananei HaKavod. Okay, we'll stop here.